This is an absolutely amazing announcement and something that we in the SDLP have worked for and lobbied for a long number of years, including my predecessor, Joe Byrne MLA, and Eugene McMenamin MLA. And I have to say I'm delighted today that my colleague on the Council, on the Planning Committee, Councillor Jason Barr, proposed the £20 million housing development on the old Radio site, which will encompass 158 new houses, a play area, and create 160 construction jobs. A great, great day for Strabane.
And indeed, this is a site that has been lying vacant now for quite a number of years, so it will be great aesthetically as well to see something on the site.
Absolutely, and a lot of the lobbying that we have had from surrounding residents is, was in relation to concerns about antisocial behaviour on the site. Residents of Ashgrove Park and the Melmoid Road in particular, who suffered from fires and everything else around Halloween time, from young people burning tyres and pallets on site, which has been happening throughout the last number of years, particularly around the Halloween festivities. But I have to say that this is a fantastic fresh start for Strabane. This site used to be home to many, many hundreds of jobs in the wider Strabane area. It is a significant historical site that means so much to so many. And I think it will give the people of Strabane great pride, great hope, and will make them very happy today to see that this announcement has finally come through and that the £20 million housing development at 158 houses will finally be built. This is a great, great day.